now live.
Live from
the DAF. DAF of Dalit Amid Aleph. We're up to the Gemara where it says Amid Amar. You got it? It's about halfway there. Amamar im hayu banav bnei Yisrael katanim mutar. Hayu banav bnei Yisrael katanim mutar. Yes. Hayu banav bnei Yisrael katanim mutar. You say kriyat shema with them. If in the same bed, everyone is not dressed, and their baser is touching your baser, you're allowed to say kriyat shema with them. So even though their baser is not, it's not called an erva. V'yad kam until what age? Amna v'chisa tinoikes, a little girl bas sholesh shanim v'yamechad, until 3 years and 1 day. She's ru'i l'biya. The tinoik ben tesh shanim v'yamechad, that's called erva. Once the boy reaches 9 years in 1 day and a girl is 3 years in 1 day, you're no longer allowed to be with them touching their basar in the same bed when he say kriyat shema. That's called an erva. Touching is called an erva. Yigdam some say tinaikas, little girl bas yud alef shana, 11 years old v'yemechad. The tinaik is ben shteim esrei shana v'yemechad, a boy until 12 years in 1 day. It's a murder gemara that a boy is really bar mitzvah. There's another halach, it's a very important halach. We know that when he's 12 years old, he can make a neder. And here you have another halach that a boy, when he's 12 years old, when a boy is 12 years old, it's called an erva. Murray the Gemara. Most people do not know that fact. Idi v'idi, both these ages, ad kidei shadayim nachaynu. The shadayim, and e shadayim have been established. Usarech tzimech, and the pubic hair has sprouted. So that's called adulthood. And that's called the Zman of Erva. Next, Amalei. 1 second, I'm using the wrong Gemara. I'm using the Gemara. I want the Gemara with the dots. Daf Chaf Hei. Now go right in the Gemara. It's so much easier to use the Gemara. You should know Shlem. You should get one of these Gemaras. Amalei Rav Kahan. Amalei Rav Kahan. Rav Ashi.
Hasam. Do you roll Shas again with a new Gemara?
What? Yeah, why not?
I have the art scrolls.
What? So, it's time for something new. Amalei Rav Kahan. Rav Ashi. Hasam. Amar Rava Avgav, the Yuf to the Shmuel, Rava said, even though the Shmuel was Iskefrekt, Hilchas Achavase de Shmuel. What was the halacha that we have? Shmuel said that if a person is wearing his Ishta Imai, if a person's wife is with him, he's allowed, Shmuel said, that you're allowed to say Krishna. You're allowed to say, I'm sorry, you're allowed to put your tefillin underneath Mirah Shaisav. You're allowed to put your tefillin underneath your head even though your wife is with you. Hachamai. Here, Rava also, the halacha over here, Rava said that what did Shmuel say over here? Shmuel here says that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. What was Hacha Chamai? What was here Hacha? Gabi Shnayim Shem Yishenim because Shari Shmuel be Ishta Imai Mai. Shmuel said that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema if Ishta Imai. Ishta Imai, it's not Ishta Kegufai. That's what he said. Ishta Kegufai, and you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. Right?
So, Hachemai.
Do we pass like Shmuel? Before we said that Shmuel said before.
Who's the Bar Plukta?
There was another man, Yamar. We had it before.
Who's the Bar Plukta?
We had the name of the person? I don't remember the name of the person.
That's
Hachemai. Do we pass like Shmuel?
Depends on the Bar Plukta.
Let's see. Omlo Shmuel, Rav Yosef, Nini Chavatanyo Yosef Mimito. I think it was Rav Yosef. Yosef was the Bar Plukta. Okay?
Who will be like Shmuel then?
So, the Shalav here is we passed before when Shmuel said the Halach when it comes to Tfilin, even though he was a Tiyufta. We still pass it like Shmuel. You're allowed to say Kriya Shema. You're allowed to put your tefillin underneath your head. Here, we have another Shaila. Are you allowed to say Kriya Shema Ish Le'imai? Shmuel said yes. Hachamai, Amalei, no. Here, we don't pass it like Shmuel Ish Le'imai. We are not going to say Ish Le'imai Kegufa in regard to saying Kriya Shema. Why? Atu Kulu B'chado.
Kul b'chada machta
nichtinu, were they all woven in the same weave?
Just as you pass,
exactly. El hechad yitmar itmar v'hechad loyitmar loyitmar. Next, amole Rav Mordechai Papa ser b'yotze b'bigdoy mau. A man has a pubic hair protruding, is coming out of his garment. You don't see any flesh, but you see a sear. A seir is coming out of the
zipper.
What is the halacha? Mahu karale seir. It's mutter. It's just here. The iser erva is basar. There's no iser erva of seir. If there's a seir that's coming out of that makam from the garment, but there's no, it's not in the nigla, the basar, it's mutter. Next, amalei yisak tefach misha erenu halacha in isha. If a tefach of her body that's ordinarily covered is uncovered, this calls an error. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema or engage in a Davar Shebe Kedusha. Lamai, Ilema Leista Kuleba, to look at her. Not, that's categorically forbidden, even if it's not a tefach, even if it's something which is ordinarily exposed, you're not allowed to look at a woman.
Who says he's looking?
What?
Who says he's looking? Who said anything about looking?
It said that we're coming to make a suggestion. All of Yitzhak said, he said a statement, tefach b'isha erva. What does that mean? Lamai. A tefach that is ordinarily covered and now is exposed. A tefach b'isha is an erva. What exactly does that mean? A tefach that's ordinarily covered now is exposed in erva. Lamai. Ilema lista kuliba. They know how to look at it. Even if it's ordinarily exposed.
Well, I
want to
know what the premise of the Gemara is. The Gemara started off asking if it's Magula, and number two, to look at it. Who said he's... I'm just wondering what they...
We don't know. That is exactly... that right. All of these issues are exactly what the Gemara is coming to ask. Who's this guy over here? Who's this guy over here?
Tom.
It's Tom.
Tom.
The Rush.
You want your seat over here? You want your seat here?
It's all mine.
I'm happy to see
you being, keeping
it warm for me. The Gemara wants to exactly what does it mean? Then it means it's going to be exposed. You're not allowed to look at the tefach. You're not allowed to look at the tefach. The Gemara says that it's ordinarily covered, and now it's exposed.
Rashi,
Ishi. Sish. What about Pinuya? Okay, fine. It says about the Venus Midian, they went to war and they brought back all the spoils of war and they brought back different ornaments that are normally worn the outside of the body together with ornaments that are only worn on the inside of the body. So why did the pasuk group the two together? The Gemara is making a drasha. The reason why it brought together these different type of tachshitin that in ancient times women wore under their garments, kol hamistakel be'etzba ketana shel isha kilu, an etzba ketana is something that you normally can see. Etzba ketana, you're allowed to expose. The person looks at the etzba ketana with the kavan to be nene, it's as if he's looking at the base hatinayfes. Shel ketana shel isha kilu mistakel b'mokam ha-toref, the place of toref, which means the place of znus. Ella, so therefore, what does it mean then that tefach b'isha erva? The Gemara says, the Gemara chidish ella b'ishtoi, the halach is that if a person's own wife, if part of her body that's normally covered is now exposed over the elbow, okay, it's now exposed, even a person's own wife is now not allowed to say Kriya Shema in her presence. Since over the elbow is normally covered, if that part is now uncovered, he cannot say Kriya Shema even of his own wife. If a woman exposes above the knee, it is called an erva. Shenemar, Gali Shaik Iri Naharais. It says about Bavel, it's a curse. You'll be punished, you'll be humiliated.
Any part above the knee is called a shaik?
Yes. Yes. And that's why you have to be below the knee more, because just in case we don't walk.
Where do you know that from?
That's what Chazal says. Shaik is the thigh.
The
shaik goes until the knee. Anything above the knee. That's why it has to go below the knee a couple of inches. So they have, just because when they walk, it goes up a little bit. I carry tape measure with me in the street just in case I have to give Musar. Vaita. Shaykh Gali Shaykh uncover the Shaykh Ivri Nahoris and Pierce River. This apostle describing the Bzionis of Bavel. They're going to be humiliated. And the way we describe their humiliation is being naked. And what's called naked? Even if their thigh is exposed. So it's apostle Tigol. Tigol erva sechi erva is exposed. The gam teruech cherpa sechi yoshem is exposed. Amar Shmuel kol biish erva. A woman sings. It's called an erva. Shenemar ki kalich orev, your voice is sweet umarich naveh. So this is said about an isha, and in the melee we on this all these expressions.
Even though yoshem is an analogy, it's not talking about.
It's an analogy, but we use it as a drasha. It's a drasha in chenami. It's a drasha, and in the melee we learn over here that since this describes endearment. It's describing a mashal between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and this is used as an expression of chiba. So we can extrapolate from there that if the woman is not your wife, it's considered to be a chiba that is out of place. Amar Rav Sheshes, Se'ar b'isha erva. Where, which says Shnemar, Sarech, same thing, Ke'eder Ho'izim, like the flock of goats. Now what Se'ar are we discussing? Rashi, there is no Rashi.
How do we see anything about ladies' hair from the
Seyar? What Seyar? What here are we discussing?
Yes. Okay, so how does that have to do with Ke'ida Ahizim?
It says the pasuk, the flock of goats. What's the meaning of that pasuk over there? I don't know. But the fact that it's used as a term of endearment between a man, between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, so if this seir is being used as endearment from a man who's not his wife, this is called an erva. He put his tefillin on the ritzuas, on a nail, and he hung the tefillin by the ritzuas. Meisvei, you know how to do that. A person, he hangs up his tefillin on, he's hanging up his life. In other words, the Maravich teaching over here is that your tefillin, in your tefillin is merum as yigansa life. Go to a mekubal, they look at the parish of your tefillin, and they can see your whole life. Darshei chamuros armu, those who darshin chamuros, strict things. What hidden things? Hidden things, they say, v'ayu chayecha, this part of techa, tuluim lucha menegel, be hanging in the distance, zeh hatulet if you love, period. Oh, so you know how to do it. How then was Rebbe?
It's an amazing drosha. I mean, that's like such a, that the Chama made a drosha from hanged tefillin, because it's the parsha, the teicha is not talking anything about the
chayecha.
You listen to the mitzvahs, the Torah.
No, Torah. The Eibishter is your life. V'rokol amitz ki shem Hashem nikru lecha. Your life, your whole tefillin is your life. Ha'yu chayecha tulim cha mineged. Ze ha'toyla tefillah v'stira, because Rebbe, he hung up his tefillin on the ritzua. L'kashocha b'ritzuacha b'ketzitza. When Rebbe hung up his tefillin, he hung up the tefillin on the hook. By the bottom, the ritzuos were dangling. When we learned that it is categorically forbidden to hang your tefillin, it means if you're hanging it by the ritzuos. Vibay seima, loishna ritzuov, loishna ketzitza, osur. Down. When the ritzuos are hanging down, it's mutter. When the bottom are hanging down, then it's osur. Answer number two, vibay seima, loishna ritzuov, loishna ketzitza, osur. He told the Rebbe, b'chisisa tala. He hung it on the bag. He put the tefillin in the bag. And then he hung the bag on the hook. That is permitted. Ihachi malamemra. What's the chiddush? Everyone does that. Mal de seima tiboy hanocha kesefer Torah. When was the last time you saw the hang up a sefer Torah on a plastic bag in the hook in the coat room? You don't hang up a sefer Torah in a plastic bag in the coat room on a hook. So maybe when it comes to tefillin, you're not to hang up your tefillin in the coat room on a hook. Kamash malon. It's not the same. You're allowed to hang up your tefillin on and put in a bag. Period. Three things. Giyek means very important to get these words. Giyek means
to yawn. Burp.
To burp. I'm sorry, you're right, to burp. Okay, to burp.
That's
I saw.
First explanation.
V'recha kreach hamachol shochal.
Okay, why do I care about that?
We're going to see right now. It's very important Gemara over here. Let's go. So Ani Yisai, I saw Rebbe Shegiyek, he burped. U'piek. What does piek means?
Yawned.
V'nisatesh is to sneeze. V'rok, and he would spit. U'mashmesh b'bigdoy, to remove a kina. Five things. U'mashmesh b'bigdoy, he would kill a louse. Five different things. Nochamov, you say this over here in the Gemara. Five things. What did I see him do? Shegiyek, he burped. Piek, he would yawn. Venisatesh, the sneeze. The rock, he would spit. And umimashmesh, bibigdai, he would kill a louse.
Like sounds like five.
Bibigdai. Five things. Avalohoye misatesh, but avalohoye misatef, but he would not be misatef, meaning he would not pick up the taf. Even though it was in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, in the middle of Shemona Esrei, he would do these things. But if his talus fell off in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, he would not put the talus back. In the middle of Shemona Esrei, he did five things. In the middle, he would burp, he would yawn, he would sneeze, he would spit, and he would kill lice in the middle of the Amida. But if his talus fell off his back, he would not put the talus back on. Let's say he would release gas.
Yawn.
Right. We come to explain when he yawned in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Haya maniach yadoi al santero. He put his hand on his cheek. He would cover up his mouth. People should not see him yawning. Meisvei. Okay. So this is what Rebbe did. Next. Meisvei. Kasha. Hamashmir kolah b'tfilos haharei ze miketane almanah. If you scream, If you scream out in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, if you scream, a mashmir kula means you sing the Shemoneh Esrei loud. It's audible. That means audible. Hashem can't hear me. In order for Hashem to hear me, I have to raise my voice. That means you do not have faith that Hashem hears your tefillah no matter where you are. Hamashmiya koloi b'tfilosai harei zebzali amona. Next, hamagbia koloi b'tfilosai. That's mashmiya. Hamagbia, if you scream, if you just, mashmiya means it's loud, but it's not screaming. That's ketane amona. But hamagbia koloi, if you raise the volume.
Doesn't it say that you have to?
By Shmoneh, so I guess it means hamashmiya. You're right.
It's by
Shema. It means someone else.
So by Shema.
No, it means someone else.
Someone else what?
Hamashmiya, someone, your neighbor can hear you saying. If you hear it yourself, that's very little. Hamashmiya means you cause your prayer to be heard by your neighbor.
That's what's not allowed. Because you're disturbing your neighbor.
Correct.
Problem.
No. Not because of disturbing. Because of Mikatani, you think that Hashem does not hear what you have to say. You have to raise your voice a little bit.
I ask you a silly question, if you don't mind, please. Just go back for a second. Please. Hannah, right? Eli, when she saw Hannah davening,
she thought that she was a sheik.
She thought that she was drunk. So Eli didn't know the halacha? We're learning out, it says in the bottom of it, we're learning
this
out from Chana.
This Gemara came after Chana.
Excuse me.
Until Chana.
Until that they didn't know this halacha?
No, it didn't exist. That's right. She was Mechadish.
Mechadish is halacha?
Yeah.
What boggles the mind?
When you daven Shemoneh Esrei, your lips should move, your voice should not be heard.
Otherwise, she's just paying lip service.
You should do it low. But the Gemara is also saying you should do it
low. Well, Gemara came a lot after Chana.
So according to Gemara, it's mashma that your ears shouldn't even hear what your mouth is saying.
2,000 years after Chana.
That's what mashma.
No, 2,000 years. The Gemara came 1,000 years.
So the Gemara is mashma that your ears should not hear what your mouth is saying. By Shemoneh Esrei. That's halacha.
Right.
In fact,
that's right.
Yeah.
No. Is that what the Gemara says? Hamashmiya means you cause your tefillah to be heard by someone else.
100%.
For you to hear your own tefillah, to whisper, that's permitted.
So what's the question? Though?
No question. Halacha first. Meisve. Hamashmiya kol b'tefillah sarei zemitani amona. Next, Hamagbiyak, if you scream between us, because that's how the false prophets, they would scream during davening.
Yeah, but Chana, there was nothing coming out of her mouth.
How do you know that?
Because
I'm not so sure.
That's why she thought she was a shikaris. If it would have been, she did something novel. I hear what you're saying.
I don't know the answer. If it's not coming out of the mouth.
Because it was not the way they davened until then. Huh? Until then, they didn't daven. It was audible. Until Chana, when people were daven, their voice could be heard.
So, no,
Chana was mechadesh.
The fact that Eli didn't hear.
Eli
didn't hear because Eli would have known the halacha. Eli would have known the halacha that someone else should not hear.
I don't know the answer. Yeah. You're saying good. I don't know. Vaita. This is what we need for our Gemara. What is Megahek? This is a new thing. We didn't have this in our list. What does Rashi say? We had it before. We didn't have it before. Megahek umefahek.
Megahek. Rabbi Shigieg ufieg.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. Burp to burp and to yawn. So it says a person that burps and yawns. Okay. So that's the kasha. The kasha over here is how can Rabbi go and burp and yawn during his Shemoneh Esrei when the Braita says it's migasei haruach, and Rebbe certainly was not from the gasei haruach. We have a stira, and before the Gemara follows through this, we have another kasha. Hamisatesh b'tfilosai, if a person sneezes. Okay, well, the Gemara is going to explain what this means in one moment. Also, it's simin ra loy. According to the Gemara's havamina, it's a bad sign.
So what does that have to do with Rebbe?
Oh, because Rebbe also sneezed.
So
Rebbe had a bad simon? No.
He couldn't help himself.
No,
he can't
be there. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Hashem gave him bad simonim.
He had to sneeze.
Some say, mikor shu michoar. It's noticeable that he's a disgusting person. Next, when I finish a harok, bitfilosai, kiilu brok b'fnei ha-melech, you spit. When you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's like you're spitting in front of the king. So now, what in the world is going on? Because Rebbe was in violation of kemat, every single thing we mentioned over here. So the more it comes to the answer. Bishlam amega heik umifa heik, burping and yawning, lekosha. Kan le'onse, kan le'ritzainai. It is only usur when you do it willingly. But if it happens against your will, then there's nothing wrong. Ela misatesh, amisatesh kosha, sneezing. How could it be over here that's sneezing?
Why can that be an accident?
So simon ra.
Why can that be an accident?
It is automatically, no matter, it's always going to be an accident.
Let's see.
The Gemara says, Mishatez, like, Nan Milokasha, Kan Milamala, Kan Milamata. The Amar of Zerah, Ha Milsa, Ibala, Li Be Rav Hamnuna. I absorbed it when I learned in the base medrash. And its weight is worth gold. This halacha is worth to me equal to all of my learning. What is this? Hamisatesh bitfilasai simon yafeloi. A person sneezes in the middle of the Shemone Esrei. This is a simon yafehuloi kishem. What does it mean? Shoisim loy nachas ruach milamata kach oisim loy nachas ruach milamala. It means that in Shemayim they're pleased with him. When a person sneezes, it's satisfying.
Sneezes pleases.
Sneezes pleases, such a thing. It's satisfying. Memel, it's a simon yafuloi. So we have a sodif. That's the answer. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he sneezed in the middle of Shemone Esrei milamala. When it says that it's a simon rafuloi, it means milamata. Do I need to elaborate?
No.
Okay, you can use your imagination. Okay.
When did the Gemara ever have a problem of talking using the word hafacha? We never had that problem. That suddenly now he has to use a lashon kinoi. We have to use a
what?
We're using biramiza.
What biramiza? What are you talking about?
Misatish is hafacha. We've got a person passes gas, right? That's what you're talking
about. No, more than that. The Gemara said means makes noise. Not passes gas. It means noise.
So those are passing gas.
Difference. Only noise. The Gemara said in a few moments. Read the Gemara. Vaita. Ella. Right now, the Gemara answered the steer with regard to burping, and yawning. It's beonsoi, no problem. Birotzain, no good. What about sneezing? There's two types of itush. Itush milamala, itush milamata. Milamala simen yafuloi. Milamata, it's a simen ra. Oy nikar shu michoyar. Elo rok arok kasha. Rebbe, he spit. And we learned that someone who spits, it's spitting lefnei hamelech. The Gemara answers, rok arok lo yadam lekasha. Efshel ki rav yehud liyam rav yehudah hayoyim betvil v'nizam lo roik mavliya betalitzai. There are different ways to spit. You could spit like a baseball player, which is disgusting.
You absorb
it into your garment. You take a handkerchief. You take out a handkerchief, and that's derech kavod. But to be like a pitcher on a mound, that's disgusting. Vaita. Mavliya betalitzai v'imtalis melo. Let's say he's a very He only has an expensive handkerchief. No loy mavliya be'apar kisusoi in his hat. Take off your fedora, your black hat, borsalino that you paid $350 for, and spit in the hat. Right, that won't ruin the hat. Ravina havei koi achori davashi nizdam leroik paskel achori. So he turned around and spit on him. No, don't say that. He turned around and he spit backwards. Amalei, how could you do that? Loi sava lo mar luchod Rav Yehuda mavliya be'apar kisusoi. Amalei, ano anina datoy. I'm very sensitive. I spent on my fedora $350. I'm not going to spit into my hat.
Mela,
so he turned it around and he spit backwards. Next. Hamashmiya kolo betvilosei harizem b'tani amona. Amar Rav Yehuda hu nolashon olo shiachol chavin shachol chavin eslibo b'lachash. The only thing that is forbidden is when a person is able to be mechavin b'lachash quietly. There's no need to raise your voice when you daven. Havo ein yachol chavin eslibo b'lachash mutar. You're allowed to raise your voice slightly, but privately. But in the middle of shul, you're disturbing the audience. V'hanim el b'yachid. Avo b'tzibur osi l'mitrat tzibur. You come to the tzibur. Next, Rav Avo Chavu
Kol. Constantly, people are always talking very loud.
Then tell them to be quiet. Show this Gemara and tell them to shape up and ship out.
They don't pass
me. Rav Avo Chavu Kol mishtamish minei vaita. Rav Avo Chavu Kol mishtamet minei Rav Yehuda. He was a tzioni. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to have boil the mesek la'ardi Yisrael, and Rav Yehuda held, you're not allowed to go. You know how to go to Eretz Yisrael? It's also to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Amar of Yehuda, Kolo Ila, Mibavel Eretz Yisrael. Oiva Be'asei, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you make Aliyah.
This is after the second Korban. After the second Korban.
The second, of course. When else? They're talking about Amaroim over here. That's not talking about Yad Nevi'im.
So what's the problem? Why is that the problem? They already came back to Eretz Yisrael once.
You need to look right. The Be'asei, Shnemar, Bavelo Yuvau, you shall go down to Bavel, Veshama Yehiyu, Ad Yoim Pakti or
that was after the Ba'is Rishon.
But it was reinstated. Ezra, Nehemiah.
But they never went back to Bavel. They went to Rome. They went to Bavel.
It doesn't matter. It's Kieler and Bavel. Golus is one big Bavel. And Echanam Yesing, very, very good. They went out to Bavel. Ezra and Nehemiah went. You see from this quote, Ezra and Nehemiah, they took him out. And then when the Golus began the second time, it's not a Naya Golus. It's not a Naya Unfang. It's the Alta Golus. You're going back to the old Golus in Bavel. This is the version of Gemara. So therefore, the machlok is starting. You see over here, the machlok is over here right away. Didn't even the hashkafa, so you let it go there. So I'm going to go. But he said,
this is where the sadly gets this stuff.
No, they got Shalosh Shuas.
It's a mitzvah to live.
I over here, Shalosh Shuas over here. They have say over here. Guess what they get?
So,
Ksubis. Sarma gets the shayfa from Sarach Ksubis. There are three shvuos that it says in Sefer Shashim. Hishpati eschem b'dayis Yisrael im teiru v'im teiru es ohava ad shetechpots. You don't know this? The Shalosh Shuas. Three times in Shir Hashirim does it say that I put an oath upon you, Klal Yisrael. Do not arouse the love until I'm ready. You're not allowed as a shavua.
This? I mean, this is good enough. Why do you have to go to the Shir Hashirim?
Because there's a shavua. It's a pasuk. Shir Hashirim is a pasuk, and it's a shavua.
So
three shavuos. You're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. Im to'iru v'im to'iru es ohav ad shetechbots. This is Sat Torah. Omar. So here he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to go anyway to Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Yehuda did not want him to go. So therefore, I'm not going to go, but he wanted to pay his respects.
It,
how?
This is a pasuk too.
That's his interpretation. That was Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, but not everyone agreed to that interpretation. Ayin panim l'Torah. Not everyone is agreed.
Why did they use this one? This is the Gemara.
Omar Ezel Vaita in the Gemara. Omar, what did he say? Omar.
Only has to do with Babylonian exile?
Yeah.
Omar, Ezel, the Eshba, Mine, Milsa, Mibes, Vada.
Before I leave now.
The Hadar, Poik.
Then I'll go.
Let me pay homage to the Rebbe, I'm going to go to the outside of the base, Medrash, here one more halacha, and then with that halacha, I'll go to Eretz Yisrael. Azal, he went, Ashkeche, Letana, the Kotani, Kameh, the Yehuda, the loudspeaker, the microphone was on, and he heard the Rebbe inside the base, was saying the following halacha, Hoye, Oymed, Betfilo, Vinisatesh, and a person nisatesh lamata, and he passes gas. What should he do? Mamtin, wait ad sheyichle haruach, until the odor goes away. V'choizer umispalel. Now this simply means igud yamri. You have to start all over again. It's a hefsek, which is when the Gemara is going to estakash all over from the very beginning. Igud yamri. Some say hayoyim betfilo bikesh lehisatesh. It's bikesh. Now here's a different member. Here, it didn't happen yet. He wants to be misatesh. He wants to. He's in pain. He wants to. So what should he do? He should pick himself up.
Marchik.
In the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Marchik. La'acharav. He should walk backwards. Arba amos. U'misatesh. U'mamtin ad sheyichle haruach. And wait until all of the odor goes away. V'choizer u'mispalel. V'oymer rabba neshimen ben min alazar. He says the following nusach, and he says the following tefillah. This is basically a version of the Asher Yotzar. Anytime a person is misateish, you have in your pocket this card that says this nusach, and you say, Ribonoi Shaloilam, Yitzartanu Nikovim Nikovim, Chalulim Chalulim, cavities, holes and cavities, Golui Vyadua Lefonecha, Cherposenu, our disgrace, Uchalim Osenu, our shame. Bechayenu, in our lifetime, uviachriseinu rima b'tlein, and after we die, we'll be worms and maggots.
It's amazing that why can't wait till after Shemoneh Esrei? You have to be mafsik even further. It's amazing.
So are you allowed to say this in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei? Yes. No, but it says you have to be choyz himself. Means that the Shemoneh Esrei is over. According to this,
mashmah for me, you say the middle.
No, you don't. No, it's not the middle. It's over. Your Shemoneh Esrei is over. If this happens in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to start all over again. It says, choyzer umispalel. According to this man, the Amar, if you're going to be choyzer umispalel, it means it's all over. Umaskil mimokam shepasak, and you begin from the place where you stopped. So the inechlam. So you're allowed to go say this.
But you're saying it before you. Before you continue from where you are, you have to say Zashiyat.
This nusach, no, Asher Yotza, no Asher Yotza.
Same thing.
We don't make a bracha. You need a shear. Asher Yotza needs a shear. There's no shear. There's reach.
Einoch nami.
According to this man, the Omar Yilad Mimafsik, and say these words. Einoch nami. We don't pass like this, obviously. Omar Le Ilu. So this is what he heard him say. He heard him say that if a person is in the middle of Shemesh, he has to do this.
Right.
So the Talmud who now went to Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he says. Sufficient.
He came for that, just that one thing. Wouldn't it be worth coming to the Dalai?
Right. Where did I get it from?
That's
I got it from this here. Been sufficient.
Here,
obviously, this halacha very
say,
much.
If we came just to hear that one thing, he used to say
it would be
that,
enough.
Right?
He used to enough. Say that.
You said it also.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously, this statement over here has very much relates to going to Eretz Yisrael. Next. Tanaban. First is lying in bed, and he's not wearing clothing, no clothing, and he's freezing cold, and he doesn't want to take his head out of the cover.
Why would he pick up his towels? We didn't get to that. What do you care? He's,
talus. What does he mean a talus? Talus is his clothing.
Why wouldn't he pick up the talus?
Blanket, not a towel, it's a blanket. It's no, freezing
before this,
cold.
Before this, this Gemara. Before this Gemara.
It fell on the floor, you told
me. One
about.
Of the five things that he did, that he used to do while he was
a professor.
He passed all those
right.
things, right?
Right.
And one thing he didn't pick up.
He did not pick up
but
the towel.
He got rid of louse. He got
what?
Rid of louses.
Because it was annoying him. It was annoying him. It was causing him pain. A louse was disturbing his concentration. If you see a louse on your clothing, that disturbs your concentration.
You cannot concentrate. While the louse is biting him.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about the towel? The towel?
No, it doesn't disturb him. If the talus falls off his body,
he shouldn't pick it up.
Doesn't bother him. Falls off. Halacha l'mayis, if you're davening Shmon Esrei and you see that a sitter falls down the other side of the room, are you allowed to go? What do you do?
We're not talking about other room. The towel fell off. The talus fell off. It fell right in front of him.
No, that's called hefsek.
The talus falls off completely, one is forbidden. If it merely slips, it may be repositioned.
And what else? That's it? That's all he says?
We have to go weiter. We are behind. No questions allowed. Weiter.
All of a sudden.
No,
you missed 24 days.
We did 20. Yeah. This is what
we
were doing.
Finished a plot in 24
days. I finished the last 23 days every day. Yeah. I finished on time.
Every miracle.
Where have you been?
It's a miracle.
Where have you been? No questions asked.
No wonder why they're still coming.
Turn our bottom. You're freezing cold, so you don't want to go. You want to remove the blanket. So what do you do? Wrap it. So what you do is choke yourself. It says, take the blanket and wrap it around your neck and be masik between your head and your body. And now you can say Kriya Shema because the erva, your mouth cannot be in the same vicinity as the erva. So if you're going to be under the blanket and you're going to be saying Kriya Shema, your mouth is together with the erva, and that's not correct. So what should you do? Separate your head from the erva by putting the blanket around your neck. Vekari Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yesham, some say Alibo, no. Your heart is not allowed to be in the same vicinity as the erva. So wrap the blanket around your waist to separate your heart from the erva. Vatana Tanakama, how come you allowed you? He does not require you to go and put on a gartel to go and wrap the garment around your waist. To Enachnami, the Tanakama was a litvak, and the second mandam was a chosid. Tanakama, Hari liboy royas erva, kosavar liboy royas erva mutar. I'm a litvak. When was the last time you saw litzak put on a gartel? Amar Avuna, Amar Yochanan. Hayimalach ben b'voyis hamutunafos. A person traveling in the dirty alleys. Maniach yodei alpei v'kari kriya shma. It smells. So if you're going to say, well, it's filthy, not smells, I'm sorry, it's filthy, dirty. How can you let the words of holy words of Shema Yisrael come out of your mouth in the presence of Shmutz? So what should you do? You put your hand in your mouth like this. When you put your hand in your mouth, different your mouth between the Shmutz. I swear. Even if he said this to me directly, I would not listen to what he told me. Why not? Now, what does that mean? I don't accept this. No, what do you mean? I know you don't accomplish anything. He holds that you do not accomplish anything by putting your hand on your mouth. Okay? You don't accomplish anything.
It's almost the same body. So you cover your eyes.
Exactly. It's the same body.
You need
something extraneous. Something that is
like a person
external.
Can't put his hand on his head. His head.
Right. When you can't begin to make a yam, you have to have something that's b'chutz. Some say, Amar Abba, Babar Chon, Amar Shum Belevi, Choy Mahalach, Bosom, Zanafazim, Nechid Al Piv, Bikari Kriya Shema, Amar Rav Chista. So it's just the other way around. In this version, it was Rabba Bar Rav Chona. Not Rav Huna Omar Biyachman. It was Rav Huna Omar Yishum Levi.
We're talking about whether this man creation is passing.
It was Rav Chista that said, "I don't believe it." No, I'm saying Rav Chista. The question was, who was the one who said it originally? Omar Le Rav Chista. Well, Kim Im Omar Li Rabbi Yishum Levi Puma Lo Itza Yes Nale. The only difference over here in the Gear Sois is who's the one, the original Baal Memor. You're not even allowed to go there. Forget about Kriya Shema. There's something more fundamental. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be in a makom where there is shmutz. Like Kasha, kan be'oymed, kan be'mahalich.
You're going through.
A Talmud Chacham is only not allowed to be oymed. Because when you're oymed, automatically you're going to be thinking and learning. But if you're mahalich, It's only very. It's a very short amount of time. You can control yourself for a few moments.
Is that the bird?
The rugged shava. He didn't take. Never took a haircut. You know why? Because he took off his yarmulke and he could not. He could not be. It was mahar in learning 24/7.
Why didn't he keep his yarmulke on?
Did he give him a haircut? Good question. I don't remember what whole head of.
I thought he did that because his hair was like this.
Loikasha kam ba'emikam mahalich. Mahalich is a short amount of time.
So that's the vert because when you're mahalich. You can hold yourself time. Back from
yes.
Yeah,
it's a short amount of time. It's a boich svar. Bo'omed is amida. Amida, you're there for a prolonged period of time.
Okay.
You cannot control yourself. But if you're mahalech, you're traveling through, then you can control for a few moments. So he says that you're allowed to be mahar. What's the problem? What's the big deal? Why? You tell him over here is that if you're the Muvos Hamutunafas, you're not allowed to be oimed because you're going to be Mahar in Divrei Torah. So be Maharer. You're allowed to be Maharer in the Muvos Hamutunafas. The only place where you're not allowed to be Mahar in Divrei Torah is only in the Beis HaKisei or the Beis HaMerchatz where there is an Erva. But Stamazai, if there's garbage in the street, there's no prohibition. So what's the problem? Maybe you'll tell me the difference is that when he said there that you're allowed to be Maharer, the deek that's mashmal, you're allowed to be Mahar, that even the Beis HaKisei and Beis HaMerchatz, even if you're Mahalech, you're not allowed to be Maharer. But oimed, you're never allowed to be never allowed to stand. You can't say that.
By the way, when you said to me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan is a riot that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're not allowed to be Mahar Divrei Torah Makom HaTunafis.
Correct.
Not that you could.
The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'chol Mokim Mutar Laharer B'Divrei Torah. You're allowed to.
Chutz
M'Beis HaMechus V'Beis HaKisei. And we learned before that you're not allowed to go stand in the Muvos HaMetunafos. Why not?
Rabbi Yochanan
says you're allowed to. That's the stira. That's the kasha.
So you see over here, so according to
this. Kasha.
Yeah, it's Shver Rabbi Yochanan.
Shver Yochanan, it's Tira Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan before says that you're not allowed to be oimed in the Muvos HaMetunafos. And here he says that you are permitted to be Maharer in the Muvos HaMetunafos. What's
asked here?
No. Go back a line.
No discussion of standing and walking. Being the fact that he makes it awesome.
Makom HaTunafis is like a merchatz. Exactly. The question is the opposite.
Exactly.
According to art school.
The just like Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaKisei,
he's a Makom HaTunaf.
Rabbi Yochanan holds also. So too, Makom HaTunaf. Do you see according to Rabbi Yochanan's also?
Yeah, he learns that.
He learns that it's also okay, fine.
Me, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's mutter. You're passing by.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, even though I said Bechit, and now you're going to give me the same answer that this, and it says it's going to be also.
Right.
It's only when it's oimed. But if it's mahal, it's going to be motor. Any Bechit, any Machin, 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 he was reading Kriya Shema. He motor when he came, Bimavos Hamutunafos, Ishtik. He stopped saying Kriya Shema. So now, after they got out, the question was: since I stopped in the middle, do I have to repeat the entire Kriya Shema, or can I continue where I left off? It depends. If the delay was long enough where you can say the entire Kriya Shema, you have to start all over. If it was less than that, you do not. In all matters, we say the halacha comes to Shemon Esher when it comes to the davening. All these halachas say im shohisak the ligmar skula chazor l'roish. So therefore, we have a kasha. So you see over here, klar, that you're not allowed to be maharer in the Beis HaTinofes. Makom HaTinofes. Hachi kamale. Lididi, the emes is when he made that statement that you're allowed to be that you're allowed to.
That you're not allowed to. Dirty place.
One was his own opinion. One was he's playing devil's advocate. Omar Hachi kamale. Lididi. Loy svirali. I don't hold this halacha. I hold.
You could have continued. You can continue. You didn't have to stop.
So you can continue saying kriya shema because I hold that a person is allowed to be maharer b'makom hatinofes. It's permitted, as long as you're oiver.
Right.
If you're oiver, it's mutter. But lididcha, according to you, who hold the sviulach that is forbidden, so therefore are you asking me a shayla according to you? So I'll tell you, IBMS hold you could have continued saying Kriya Shema. You hold you're not allowed to, and that's why you stopped. Now you're asking me a question, do you have to start over from the beginning, or can you continue where you left off? So I'll go and I'll tell you that according to your opinion, it depends on how long the delay was. Next. Is it mutter? Is it also? Tanya Chavos Rav Huna Hamalach Bevoyis Lamed Nafas Maniach Yado Al Pev Viikur Kriya Shema. Mutter. It's mutter. Tanya Chavos Rav Yochista Hamalach Bevoyis Lamed Nafas Lo Yikur Kriya Shema. V'lo Oid El Im Shem Choy Kari Ba. If you tackle in the middle, not only are you not allowed to initiate to start, if you're in the middle of the saying, you have to stop. Posek. Loi pasak mai. Let's say according to this man, you kept on saying Kriya Shema in the place that's dirty. What's halacha? Are you yoytze, or you have to say it all over again? Amar miyasha bar bereid of Shmuel Levi. All of us omer vegam ani nosati lechem chukim laws loy toivim that are not good umishpatim lo yichyu bohem. In other words, lo yotza. The fact that it says lo yichyu bohem. Lo yatsa leman yirbu yimechem vimei v'nechem al ho'adama. The end of Kriya Shema concludes with that you're going to live. And the fact that it says over here, lo yichyu, you're not going to live, it basically means that it's kilu, you did not say that pasuk, and for that matter, you did not say the entire Kriya Shema. Lo yatsa.
How do you connect this law with this pasuk over there? I mean, you can have that by a lot of halachas. I mean,
how do you connect this law to that pasuk over here? So look at the entire pasuk, I'll tell you the answer. Pasuk Beis, I saw this answer. Pasuk says, "V'gam in the side lechem chukim lo toivim mishol lo yichyu yichyu bohem." The more explained. Let's see. Lo yichyu bohem. Rav Asi Omar. No, the Gemara doesn't explain. I think I saw. I don't know the answer. The Gemara over here is saying over here that lo yichyu. It's a svar, I guess.
See, but any halacha that a person doesn't follow can apply to chukim shbatim. It's a broad range of things.
Loi toivim umishpatim lo yichyu bohem. What you've done is loi toiv.
You're going to say on the whole, I'm hoping who could say.
No, but over here you did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah, but you did the mitzvah be'oifen, that's loi toiv. That's what it means over here. Yes. You've done the mitzvah. You've said Kriya Shema. But you've done it. That's mitzvah haba bi'avera. That's another sugya. There are sources for mitzvah haba bi'avera. Right. Here you've done the mitzvah begeder loi toiv.
But this is not a chayk, it's not a mishpat Kriya Shema. Hello?
Chukim.
Yeah, but
it's a law. I don't know. You're asking good. You're asking very good. I do not know. Chukim lo yitavim mishpatim lo yichibrem. Next, Rav Asi Omar. Another pasuk. Koy, whoa. Moshe he'avoyim bechavlei shashav. Those who pull sin with ropes of futility. So what is that? What's the drash? The same Rashi he explains. Bachavolim she'enim chazakim ela noichim linotek hein moshchim avon al atzman. They bring sin upon themselves for nothing. In other words, with even the lightest feather, they'll sell their souls to the devil for a dollar, for a few pennies.
Talking during davening.
Avze al yidei dibur ba'almo hu nenash. So the drash over here is dibur, that you bring upon yourself. Dibur, you're going to be punished for Hevel. Hevel is Behavle Hashav. Chavle Hashav. I think the memory is the drash of Hevel. Al Tikri with a Ches, a Hevel. Read it with.
Why is it called Dibur Ba'alma? It's amazing.
Kriya Shema.
What's that? Kriya Ba'alma.
It's Dibur Ba'alma. Oh, yeah? You bring upon yourself sin with Hevel.
Absolutely amazing.
The Hevel that comes out of your mouth.
Amazing.
Meaning you say Kriya Shema in a way that's not proper.
Amazing.
Next. Rav Adbar Hava Omar Mehocha ki Devar Hashem Bozo. You've disgraced Devar Hashem. V'imposak mas sechadoi. Omer b'yavo, olav akas omer, v'adavar hazeh, tarichu yamim, you'll live a long time. Next, Dadovar. The Iker over here is Dovar. The Iker over here is the word Dibur. That's the Iker. The common denominator of all of these drashas are Dibur. Now, going back to the first drasha, Chukim Gam ani nosati lohem chukim loy toivim umishpatim lo yichyu bohem. I don't know. Vaita. Next drasha. Amrav huna. Chayisa talisa chagura aloy al mosna muto likris kriya shema. If you have a chagura al mosna, if you have a belt on your loins, your last kriya shema, Tanya Rabbi Yochi Chayitza Talisa Al Ashal Beged Vashal Or Vashal Sak Chagur Al Moslav Mudlikos Kriyashma Because a Kriyashma Ava Litzvila Achi Chasas Libo. It's a very important Yisoid. Davening Shmoyne Esrei is Oymeid Lifnei HaMelech, which means you have to dress properly. Kriyashma has nothing to do with Ribbono Shel Olam. Kriyashma is between you and yourself. You're mekabel upon yourself, Ol Malchus Shemayim. You're not standing before Hashem. Thus, you can be naked as long as the erva is covered. Okay, that's very important. You said you can be lying down on your bed as long as the erva is covered, and you mafsik in libo roye esa erva. You're allowed to say kriyashma in any position because it's between you and yourself. There's no din of respect. Respect is only when you stand lifnei the melech malchi amlachim shmoyne esrei you oimei lifnei hamelech im loy bosa el davar zeh die. V'amar Rav Huna shachach v'nichnas b'tfilin lebeis akisei person he walks into the beis akisei with tfilin manichid aleim ad sheyigmar and now he's engaged in that activity. So what should he do? Don't take it off. You don't take it off in the middle. If you take it off in the middle, it's going to get worse. It's going to make it dirty. So just keep the tfilin on and keep it on and just cup your hand upon it. That's not proper. There's got to be an opportunity in the middle to take it off. Until your first opportunity. Do you want me to elaborate? I don't think
I'm not
so.
Sure exactly.
You want me to elaborate? You want to,
I'm
you
not
want to
sure.
use? We'll leave it for the imagination. Until the Amud Rishon. Omer Alf.
Hey, we heard you.
Nigga.
I thought we
were
in a rush.
Vaita. V'liv soik la'alta v'lekem. Since when did you listen to me? Since when?
V'lekem
la'alta v'lekem. In fact, the Gemara, why don't you stop in the middle? Don't even do Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Mishum d'Rav Shimon Gamliel, D'ayin Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Amud Chayzim, Mevi Eshar Adam Le'hid Roy Kan. It's sakonis nefashis. If a person is in the middle and it goes back inside of his body, it can bring sakonis nefashis. Hid Roy Kan means jaundice. What does that mean? Choli ha matzbe es ha kores. It causes the stomach to swell.
Like
okay, terrible. Fine, whatever it means. Hidrokoin. Siloin. Choyzer. Let's say a person is meraglayim. Meraglayim. And he causes, while it's coming out, he causes to go back inside into the bladder. Ha choyzer. Maybe it's not the day. Yay, rokoin. That's jaundice. That's jaundice. Itma. Tsoya. Al besorei oy al yoda oy yoda imunachas bebeis akisei, or your hand is in the beis akisei. You're davening shmona esrei, but your hand is in that makom. Rav Huna amar mutar likros kriyashma, even though it's on your basar, provided it's covered. Of course, there's soya and it's covered, and there's no odor. There's no odor, but it's covered. Or your hand is in the beis akisei, you're allowed to say kriyashma. Rav Chista amar also likros kriyashma. Amarava, my time Rav Huna, why the siv kol haneshama the halol ka? Because your neshama, only the neshama praises Hashem, not your hand.
Not the
neshama. The rest of the
limbs of the body.
Not the limbs, only your neshama. My time Rav Chista, the siv kol atzmaisai toimarna hashemichamacha. All of your bones. Meaning that if any one of your bones is in contact with tsoya, your hand is in the base like he say, or there's soya on the basar, even though it's covered, there's no odor, it is forbidden. So you have achlaikis, two psukim, a stira. The Gemara does not reconcile the stira. Mitzad echad kol haneshama, mitzad sheni kol atzmoisai. Itmar, reach ra, sheyesh loy ikor, a reach that has mamoshus. It emanates from a source that has mamoshus. Rav Hun Amar, marchik arba amois, v'korei kriyashma. Rav Chista Amar, Marchik Arba Amos Mimokoim Sheposach Areach. It's not enough to be Marchik Arba Amos from the Soya, because that implies that you're allowed to say Kriyashma in a Mokoim where there's odor. Bad odor, it's Mutar. As long as you're Dalet Amos away from the Mamoshos. The second man of the Amos says, no, it's not sufficient. You have to be Marchik from where the odor ends. Marchik Mimokoim Sheposach Areach. What is soyas ashba? How is that different? What does Rashi say? Rashi soyas ashba. Where is the Rashi? What's on Rashi soyas ashba? Doesn't say. Okay, Shereich HaRa, garbage. You don't say it in a landfill. There's no Tzoya, but it has the same status. It's Gimel here on the bottom over here. It says, V'loi k'neged Ashba, kach tzach lemar. Take out the word Tzoya. Ashba, a garbage dump Shereich HaRa. Period. V'imhoya mokim gavoa asar tvachim, oy namach asar tvachim, yoyshe bitzidoi v'kari kuriya shma. It's a different shus.
But there's no smell?
No smell. It has to be. Oh, that's the question. Rashi, that's exactly the question. Rashi over here says.
Has to be no smell.
Sheyesh loy marchik arba amos. There's no Rashi over here on this. The afal pi she'ein reich. Rashi says. The loy kineget soyas adam. The afal pi she'ein reich. All of these things that we learn over here above. There is no reich. There's a mamoshes of tzaya, and there's no reach. You have to be marchik. It's forbidden. So what do you do? In different rishus, v'imlav. Let's say you're in the same rishus. Marchik miloy enov. You cannot see it. It cannot be in front of you. V'chein letfila. Now here we go. Vayta. Now we come to our part of the window. So far we discussed over here different items. You're not allowed to say kriyashma or davin in the presence of Mamoshus of Tzoya. Okay, a Mamosh of Tzoya is if it's in the same Rishus, even if there is no Reach. Okay, if there is no Reach, you're not allowed to be within Dalai Lamas. Next, or in the same Rishus, and if it's in front of you, no matter how far away it is, you have to distance yourself. Now we come to the case of Reach. Reach, odor. Reach Ra. Sheyesh lo ikor. So what is he in this part? Here's the Raya. Marchik arba amos mimokim horeach. Okay, it's not enough to be marchik from the actual item. You need to be marchik from the reach. V'kor kriyashma. Omer Rava, less hilchosa kiyom asnisa. We don't paskin. Elo, you only paskin. Elo kichod detanya. Lo yigodim kriyashma lo kineged tzayas odom. V'lo yigodim tzayas chazirim. V'lo yigodim tzayas chalavim. Bizman, only tzayas kilavim is only when Bizman shenosan oirois l'soichon.
They mix it with tzayas chazirim.
The Shinosan Oyrois Lesechon on the Ois Hay over here it says, the Kisva Yad Rashi, Rishonim, Bizman Sheyesh Bohen Oyrois.
They used to mix Oyrois, the Tsoyas Klov and the Chazirim together and then put the skins inside there.
Then it's foul. But otherwise, Tsoyas Klovim is not. And that's very interesting halach that Tsoyas Klovim, the Shulchan Aruch had passed, and the Mikra didn't say Klovim is not also. I'm not mistaken. The only type of Tsoyas Klov, the Ikra Adin is not also. It's only Tsoyas Adam. And the rules of Tzoyas Kalav are much more relaxed than Tzoyas Adam, because we talk about like the second halacha. Only time that Tzoyas Kalav is also Bizman Shenosan Oyrois L'Soychon. But because an animal does not eat wheat products, a dog, Tzoya is only also when it's the product of grain, carbohydrates. Do dogs eat carbs? No. As far as I know, I am with some time learning this. The whole shot, pets in halacha. I have a gewaldig sefer at home. Pets in halacha.
Yeah, you had it here.
I took it home a long time ago. So that sefer talks about.
You just leave it here, huh? You just leave everything.
I'm the pet, right? I'm the caliph. Pets in halacha. So there, the tach goes all the. But one of the big problems having pets at home is soya. No, soya's kilavim and shulchan aruch is not a problem. It's not a problem. It's shocking, huh? It's a shocking thing. But it's not a problem unless there's a reach. The reach is the problem, but the actual item itself is not a problem. Okay, that's what we're finding when it comes to reach. So then we said the halacha lemaisa tzayas adam and tzayas chazirim and tzayas kalavim only when you mix it with tzayas kalavim and you put it into the R. Otherwise, it's going to be mutter. But what about a reach shein lo yikar ma'ahu amolei asu chazu chani tzipe de beirav? Look at the tzipe de beirav. The honey gonu, the honey garse. The tzipe means they're smushed together. The mats in the base medrash, people are squashed like sardines. It's inevitable if you're squashed like a sardine in the base medrash, someone's going to pass gas and there's going to be an odor. So what do you do? So what is the halacha? It says, hanich tzipe, the mats, the bay rei rav, they sat squashed together, tohane gonu, some were sleeping, vani garse. Now people that were sleeping, there were people that were actually sleeping during the shir. They slept in the Beis Medrash. When a person sleeps, he's not in control, and he passes gas. And yet, the people that were sitting next to him continue to learn Behasmod Rabba. In other words, it's a Reach She'ein Boy Mamish. And a Reach She'ein Boy Mamish is Mutur Me'ikar Hadin to daven and to learn. That's only someone else's Reach. But a person's own Reach She'ein Loy Iker, you have to wait. That's the halacha.
What are you going to
say right now? Vaita, say it. That's when it comes to you can continue learning.
We can go outside.
Kriyashma, now you have to stop. So what's the Mor's maskana? You're middle of that, you have to stop. Kriyashma, if there's an odor in Kriyashma, you have to stop and wait until the odor passes. Even someone else, certainly one's own. When it comes to Divrei Torah, you don't stop. If it's someone else own, you have to stop. That's the bottom line. That's the halacha l'maisa. Idmar. Tzoy Averis. A tzoy that's on the move. It's on the move. It's in transport. The amount of jokes that I can make now, I'm not going to talk. Tzoy Averis. It's on the move. Abayim ha-mutu likwes kriyashma. Rav amar osu likwes kriyashma. If it's in movement, then there's machloikis. Is that prohibited? I'm going to buy it. No, it's not a joke. A garbage truck is passing down the street. And you're right in front of the garbage truck. I'm going to buy it. No, it's a tan. This is the halacha. A person who's tame. Merdika halacha. Gvaldika halacha. Hatame oime tachas ilan. It's a man that is tame. It's an oil ames. It's an oil. Vehatar oiver. Now the tame is oime. What kind of tama are we talking about? A tsaras. So a mitsoira is metame ba'oyel. He's like a dead body, a corpse. A living mitzayra is equivalent to a mace. Like a navi avos. Not a navi, it's an avotom, but it's metame ba'oyel. And he's standing there. Ve'hatohar oyver is passing tame. Why? Because the tame is oymeid. But here's the chiddush. Tohar oymeid tachas ilan. Ve'tame oyver. The mitzayra is in movement. He's not metame ba'oyel. He's not metame the tar. Because in order for tumas oil, the source of tumas oil must be stationary. Is it the gvaldik halacha? Merdik halacha. Vim omad, but let's say he took a rest for one moment in tame. Vichain be'evet hamnugas, and evet hamnugas has saras, the zol bezach, it's like metame ba'oyel. V'rova omad, so evet hamnugas, what do you mean? The person is carrying. A person is carrying the stone. They are transporting the stone of a bayis that has saras, outside, and they're passing under a tree, and you happen to be there. As long as the person that's carrying the tumah in their hand is in movement, it's not going to be matame you. Rava Amar, Rava says to you, Chasam, because you saw Tal Yamilsa. It's not a kasha, it's not a raya. That's not relevant. We have a shaila when it comes to tsoya. Tsoya, that is a reyach ra, is not relevant to the sugya of tumah v'tahara. Tumah v'tahara maskim is tali. If you're kaveya, you're not kaveya. But when it comes to foul odor, and your ability to daven lefnei the bari oilam, that's a different halacha. The chesed is the pasuk b'dod yeshev, the gzeres hakasav b'dod yeshev, that the person that's tameh, then the mitzayra, he shall sit in isolation michutz lamachane moshavoy. And the pasuk goes on to say v'tameh tameh yikra. The ikor drasha is for the end of the pasuk that does not appear in the Gemara. He calls out tameh. When does he call out tameh? When does he radiate with tumah? Only when he is stationary. But if he's in movement, then we do not trigger tameh tameh yikra. Hacha v'haya merdik of the Gemara says merdik yisoid machanecha kadosh. The din of tsoya is like a smartphone. V'haya machanecha kadosh. Okay, it's not tumah. Anyone who says that this is tumah is a mistake. This is not tumah. This is soya. Tumah is badal yeshev. This is soya. Soya is the
halacha.
Oh, halacha. Tell you merdik gvart. Tell you merdik gvart. Smartphone. Merdik gvart. You hear the word? It's a din of soya, not a din of tumah. Omar, a papa, pi chazir kitzoy verestami. The mouth of a chazir is like a tsoya iveristam, because a chazir hangs out. A chazir hangs out in the ashba, hangs out with tsoya. There's always tsoya on its lips, lipstick on a pig.
Shita.
And
Shita.
But a pig is moving. Shita. Like tricha. Avagav the solik minada. Even though it came out of the river. So it's clean. It doesn't matter.
Just went to the mikvah.
A pig that goes to the mikvah doesn't make a difference. Very good. Very, very good art. Next halacha. Safek asura. I'm not sure. What's halacha? Asur. You're not allowed to mention eshrei. Safek meraglayim mutarim. Now, what's the din of meraglayim? What's the din of meraglayim? What was it? What was the halacha of meraglayim? What's in Rashi?
We're going to see.
Fine. Some say, I'm going to do something. So, babayis muteres. But Ashba, in the bias, he disagrees. If it's in the bias, muteres. Because mistama, you took it out. You don't tolerate in the bias. But Ashba, Safik is going to be us. The more explained. Safik, meraglayim afilu. But Ashba, nami mutarim. Even if it's Ashba, it's why. Because be'etzem, even if you mamish have meraglayim in a urinal, in a, whatever they call those things, the bedpan, even that Mikra didn't allow Davin Shimon Eshrei. The only time you allow Davin Shimon Eshrei.
Someone's journey right there.
In front of you. Uchid Rav Yonason. Diyam Rav Yonason. Ramek sings at the Pasik. V'yod tiyel lecha michutz l'machane v'yod tzas ha-shom ha-chutz. You have to have a shovel. Uchsim says v'yod se tiyel lecha another Pasik. V'chi si so you shall cover es tse osecha.
So it's a stira in the Pasik.
Stira. Why? What's a stira?
Well, the first Pasik you don't have to cover.
And then the second you have to cover. Okay, it's that. Kan bigedolim kan bigetanim. Alma ketanim loy osra tori ela keneged amud bilvad ha nefula ara shri it's mutter rabbanon who the gazabu v'chi gazu so in a chanaim mid rabbanon if it's in presence it's going to be awesome v'chi gazu rabbanon bivadon av b'sekon lo gazu uvadon al kam what's the shiur am rav yehuda mishmul kozman she mitapchin
ivvot
moist it's moist v'chein am rav yehuda kozman she mitapchin v'chein am ulo kozman she mitapchin Geniva Mishmei Drav, name of the person. Geniva Mishmei Drav Amar Kozman Shushuma Nikar, which means that you can still, even if it's not white, even if it's not moist, if you can tell that it was once there, you can see the impression it made in the ground. It's going to be aser. Amar Rav Yosef Shreiler Marlar Givina. May the Ribbonish shall be meichel him for saying words that make no sense. Hashta Tzoya Amar Yehuda Marav Kevin Shekarmu Panecha Mutter. If Tzoya is hard, it's Mutter. May Raglayim Mibaya. Why do you lay upon that? I have a better makar that it's going to be mutter. You know, it's this that you want to go say that Hashem should forgive him for saying words that make no sense. You brought a raya that his words are nonsense. This is a better makar. He disagrees. I'm sorry. What do you say? Why should Hashem forgive him? He talks out with the MS. He's correct. Because even tzoya, I hold that if it's cheres, it's rock hard, it's still osur. So too, when it comes to meraglayim, as long as rishuma nikel will be osur, it's not so far fetched. V'yechidam mitzoya kecheres. What is an example? Oh, Rabbanan Yochanan Kozman shezorik v'ina nifreches. If you can throw it and does not crumble, but if it gets to the point where it's so dried out, and if you were to throw it and it would land, it would crumble. Einachnan, it's going to be mutter. V'yechidam some say Kozman shegoyli lovin nifreches. You don't have to throw it. You have to, if you were to roll it and the ain nifreches, that's called it is cheres. Once
is,
you get to the point where mutter, you roll
mutter.
So he wanted a daven. Check out the tzoya if it's hard. Crust, then eloy. So what do you see? You see that he holds that's enough. You don't have, it doesn't have to be kecheres, it's really going to be motor. Ikedem, some say, hoch yamalei, ayin e, miplai, apluye, they are cracks. It's like chometz. Rashi, im yeshba, sidokim, yivesha, hi yushri. If they are cracks. If it's karmu paneha, that's not enough. There has to be, it has to be a further degree, cracks. You have this by matzah. When does dough become chometz? The different madregas, one of the madregas is if it forms cracks. Karmu paneha, then the bread. There's a lot of relationships, if you notice, between bread and soya. And that makes a lot of sense. Because the halach is, soya only comes from people who eat bread. Like
karmoponecha
by the bread. And chometz, it forms cracks. Because the two are related in the both extremes. The beginning of the bread, and when the bread now disintegrates. Zel umazel baru lukim.
My
Allah. Itmar, soya kecheres. Ameima Omar, Asura is Cheres, it's Asura. Marzucha Omar, Muteris, it's Mutter. No, it's not enough for Cheres. Omar Rava, Hilchos Atsuki Cheres, Asura, but Asura, it's still going to be us. It has to be even harder. Umeraglayim, Kolzman, She, Mat, Pichin, it's moist. It's going to be us. Meisve, Meraglayim, Kolzman, She, Mat, Pichin, Asurin, but Nivlu, Oyavshu, if they absorb into the ground, Oyavshu, dry Mutarim. My love, Nivlu, being absorbed, dumyo de yavshu, ma yavshu, so he brings a kash now, that my devil that says rishumam nikar, ma yavshu, de ein rishumam nikar, af nivlu, de ein rishumam nikar, ha rishumam nikar is going to be asar, but if it's absorbed to the ground and it's nikar, it's going to be asar. Af al gav, de ein mat pichin a kasha,
you just said it has to be
dafka. Ol tamei, chem mat pichin, hu de asar, ha rishumam nikar shri. So it's a steaming obey.
Hello,
whenever you have a mission like this, it's the first time in Shas. You have such a discussion you saw it. This is part of the encyclopedias. They give you all the column in Shas. You have a Mishnah, and you can be daik azoy from the Reish and azoy from the Sefer. Leave it alone. Let me get annoyed. Kli shenishbuchu bimenu meraglayim. Also, liquor is kriyas shema kinegdoi. You're not allowed to read because it's wet. Meraglayim shatzman shenishbuchu nivlu. Unless it will absorb to the ground. Kli shenishbuchu meraglayim. Also, liquor is kriyas shema kinegdoi. Meraglayim shatzman shenishbuchu poured out. When the first halach is kli shenishbuchu mimenu meiraglayim, the kli itself, we're discussing now the bedpan.
Right.
Forget about the meiraglayim. The bedpan is in the room,
right,
and the bedpan is empty.
Right.
It doesn't matter, even though there's no meiraglayim in the bedpan. Right. It's a dover mos. Yeah, that's what it means. It doesn't mean they're over there. The kli, even though the kli is empty, shenishbuchu mimenu meiraglayim, it's still also goes kriyas shema kinegdei. Umeraglaim atzman shenishbuchu. What's halacha? Depends. Nivlu mutar, loy nivlu aser. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Kozman shemat pichin. My nivlu, my nivlu.
Nothing
different. More than that. More than that.
Every single word.
No.
Nothing's different.